I'd like to call this meeting of Public Works Committee Monday, August 2nd, 2021, to order at 6:30 PM. Is there any changes to the agenda? Can I get approval of the minutes for June 7th, 2021?
Yes.
It was motion made by Counselor Thomas, seconded by Counselor Gamby, approved by the committee. Director Capping, can you talk about your future wells, please?
Yes, sir. So with the recent curtailment, this brought this back to the front again. So this is a project to install two or three test wells for the city. You know, as the city continues to grow, so is the need for future wells and future water production. So we're proposing that we develop two or three test wells depending on cost. All these test wells that I want to do are on the west side of town because almost all our wells are on the east side of town. So it'd be nice to spread that out a little bit so we're not interfering with each other. So I reached out to our engineer and had him kind of do a little bit of calling around to different well drillers, and it's a pretty wide range. So one well driller said 15,000 a test well, and one said 42,000 a test well. So that's why this big span's in here. My guess is we'll be settled somewhere in the middle, about 30, 35 grand a test well would be my guess. I do have $100,000 budgeted in system development money to pay for this. I marked or mapped out each one of the test wells about where they'd be located, and included that in here. And then we ask HBH to put together kind of a bid contract for doing these test wells. Beans that they're that low, it sounds like a lot of money, but that low on our contracting rules, we wouldn't have to go out for an RFP. We could just do a three bid process, which would comply with everything our attorney would like to see, which makes things a lot easier, makes his time more valuable because he's not spending a ton of engineering time developing an RFP for this. So if you guys look through this and this is something you want to move forward with, we'll get this in front of the council next Tuesday. Once that's released, we'll turn him out, let him get bids, we'll bring those bids back, and then we'll start the process of picking someone.
How deep do we have to go?
250 feet.
250 feet. How many wells do we have right now?
We currently have four wells that we use and one that's an emergency. The problem is like we have 3rd and Cedar, 8th and Deal, 11th and Elm, and 13th and Elm. So when you turn on, like when I turned on the emergency well, when we went into the water curtailment, I was running 11th and Elm at about 450 gallons a minute, and it had about 11 feet above the pump. As soon as I started that well, I had 6 feet above the pump. Because we're all pulling out of the same aquifer on this side of town. So I'd like to get over there where we only have one well, and see if we can't even some of that out so we're not pulling so hard.
How well are we doing on water right now with the going down because of the drought?
We're running, I turned them down so we're not running quite so hard, and I've shut off the emergency well, which is why we're not filling up completely. But we're running okay. We're running about 10, 11 feet at 11th and about 18 feet at 13th. So I can switch that by turning on 3rd and Seed, and I can drop that back down again. But as long as we're almost shutting off and not drawing down too far during the day, I'd like to keep running the system kind of the way we are so we're not maxing out our wells. So, but the drought's not helping. The heat's not helping, you know, and we fixed the issues that started this up, and everything's running fine, but we still have had no rain in, 75 days or so. Yeah. So, you know, basically the theory that we're hearing in our industry is that with every major event that happens, it tilts the axis of the world just a touch. So we're getting more like California's weather, and Washington's getting more of our weather, and California's getting more of Baja's weather. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it sure feels like it this summer. So, but we started this process a while back. We had hired a company to do some test wells. They swore they could do them for us. Everywhere they punched a well, they got 20 feet and snapped their shaft. So we're going to go after a much bigger production well company this time to try and get those down there. You know, and once we get down there, it's a little bit of a gamble. We've got a good idea where we should drill, but there's no 100% that you're going to hit water or good water. But once we get down there, we can hit water. We can get kind of some production numbers of what we could pull out of that well, and then we could do some quality on the water and run a lot of tests to see if the water's viable for drinking water, which most of the water here in the valley is. So,
Mr. Gannon, you got anything you want to discuss on it?
Well, just a little curiosity. So, what, when you go, like, are the other five wells you just mentioned, are they all at 250 feet?
They are.
And so when you get down there, what if 250 feet happens to be, you know, how much play do you have in that? Because what if the good water is at 200 feet and you drill down into the rock at 250 feet?
So what we do is we drill to 250 feet, but I set my pumps at 108.
Oh.
So I'm always above that. I'm never setting at the bottom where I'm pulling mud or sand or anything.
Oh.
So we let that column fill with water so that we're not just sucking right off the bottom of the aquifer.
Okay.
So what happens is you get a sleeve that goes down there and it's all solid screened up to where the bottom of the pump is. Uh-huh. And then it's a column, straight column all the way up. And we set that pump right at about 108 feet.
In the column.
In the column.
All the way down. Mm-hmm. So then you get the best water of the whole.
Correct.
Interesting.
And we get the most flow that way because we're not. You know, you're not pulling off the bottom.
Right.
So you're starting that column where the pump's setting here and the water out here starts to cone and goes up into the column. Uh-huh. So you don't want to set your pump too low. You cone to the bottom and start pulling up sand and mud.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. So where's the emergency well right now?
Third and Cedar.
Uh-huh. And that fifth well, the one that's on that side, is that the one by Citizens Bank?
That's the one by the high school.
Oh, where?
Fifth and Maple. It's a little brick building that sits in the, basically the high school's parking lot by the east wing of the high school, between the Hag home and the high school.
Oh, that's a well, huh?
That's a well.
And what's at Citizens Bank?
It's a pump station, sewer pump station. You don't want that water.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Chair and Gary.
Councilor Thomas, you got any comments?
I had a question. You said we had $100,000.
In the system development fund.
And that's what we put back specifically for the wells? Remember
I always put $100,000 in there just in case a project comes up. During the budget, we didn't have a slated project for it, but we have $100,000 in there that we can use for this project. I've already talked with our attorney, and she says, yes, it can be used for that. Because system development funding is kind of weird. You can only use it for the expansion up. But because we're drilling new test wells, that's the expansion of our system. So she's okay with us using that money out of there.
Because I was thinking like 3 or 4 years ago, there was money specifically put away for drilling wells.
Right. And since then, I've just kind of rolled that over into that fund because we didn't spend it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have one question.
Sure.
Just out of curiosity. Were you talking over by the pool?
Mm-hmm.
If we were to move the fence back towards the south a little bit and to the west a little bit, is that well going to interfere with that?
No, because if you look at it, I marked that one out and I moved it. So our engineers put it in the wrong spot.
Oh, okay.
So they put it here and I moved it to here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because this is out of the way of everything. Any expansion to the pool,
okay,
then we put it over on the east side of the park next to the ball field.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I've had them reprint that map since then, so in the council packet, that will be the only dot on there. So.
Thank you.
just a miscommunication between us and our engineer. He put it in the wrong spot, so.
By chance, do we have anybody that's listening tonight that would like to make comments?
I have nobody that's on.
Anybody in the audience want to make a comment?
No. I appreciate clarity here.
Yeah, no problem.
So what is your guys' consensus? Would you like to, I'd like to bring it back to council. We need to get on it now before.
Yep, for next year, never mind.
Yeah. Because we're just growing and growing, so. If you'd bring it back to council, please.
Absolutely. I will not, but Jeremy and Jason will. I'm gonna bail out of here, so. But I've already talked with Administrator Canope and Superintendent Tracer, and they know it's coming, so. We'll be back in front of council next Tuesday.
Alrighty. Don't have a whole lot here. How about, let's go to the agenda forecaster.
So I cleaned up the current business and put in the test wells. And then I cleaned up some projects that were done that were kind of lingering on here that were left for some reason that I missed before. But other than that, there's been no changes to the agenda.
When are they going to start on the Timothy bike paving project?
Probably September. So what's currently happening now, I'm going to cover this under other business, but it sounds like we're there. What's currently happening now is 4th Street between Greenwood and Front, from the alley to Front Street, is getting crack sealed and slurry sealed. It's being cracked, cleaned and crack sealed today, slurry sealed tomorrow. 5th Street between Greenwood and Holly, same thing. It was cleaned and crack sealed today, slurry sealed tomorrow. And then Front Street will be closed from 1st through the intersection of 4th for a grind and overlay, which starts tomorrow, which will be paved by Wednesday, luckily, for festival. And then 9th Street is closed because we started that sewer line project over there at the Christ Center. So we've got pretty much all the way out of the street. We weren't quite all the way out, so we blocked it off for tonight. We'll be completely out of the street tomorrow and start across the field. That project's going. I've got all the parts ordered for the 6th Street Waterline project, although we don't anticipate getting any of those until October. I called them to order parts 2 months ago. It's August, June. Yeah, late May, early June. And he said, okay, I'll get them ordered. He said, I just got a truckload of pipe into the yard for a job that was ordered in March. So water parts are getting tough to get and more expensive, but we do have them ordered. They are trying to round them all up for us. But, you know, luckily for waterline, we can do those during the fall, winter. It's not a big deal. We're only 3 feet deep. Rain won't hurt my guys, so we can get those done.
That's what I heard about the waterfront project, that they're going to be putting it out further because
it's not because we don't want to do the job. It's that we don't have the parts. So between the sewer line project and the water line project, then we'll go on to the crack ceiling project, try and knock that out, and hot tape and the stuff for the schools and trying to get that stuff cleaned up. But I wanted to get all this paving, at least the stuff in the festival area, done before the festival. So we pushed pretty hard on Pave Northwest to get that done, and they've got it. They actually subcontracted out Front Street because they didn't have time to do it, but they left the price the same, so. Which is fine with me. I don't care who does it as long as it's done. So. But that's kind of where we're at. The building down at Public Works, electricians were finishing up their stuff today. I'm waiting for Pacific Power to heat it up, and I'm waiting for the gas company to put gas in. But it's close. It's really close. So. We've already got parts in it, so they gotta finish it. So, but other than that, we're just gonna keep working on it. We've got 6 lights still to install, but they're all in the parking lots, and I want to have those done before the festival's done or up. Which I think Tyler's gonna work on those tomorrow and Friday. So we should have all those up and be ready if they can, you know. get traffic off the street. That'll be the next thing. So, but.
Well, that's good.
That's what I got.
Councilor, do you have anything you want to put on the agenda forecast?
It looks like there's lots of good stuff on here. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about right now with all this other going on.
Councilor Gamble, you got anything you want to put on there?
I don't. Thanks for those updates. It's always interesting to hear what you guys are working on.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's one thing I just want to have a question on. And that was, I see the water tower is going to come back up for...
Someday,
okay. Not in the near...
I think I've got it way in the pending somewhere, way buried, way down there. I did have it inspected this year, just to make sure, because it was 5 years ago since we did last inspection. So I had the company come out and re-inspect it this year, and they didn't see anything different than they saw last time. So it's not in, no immediate risk of falling down or anything. So
we have a question for you.
I just wanted to say that I've had nothing but positive since you mentioned the lights. Everybody is thrilled to death with the lights. People are very excited about it and very appreciative that they're up. And Sandy and I drove down in the night when it was dark, and they looked great.
Yeah,
they
don't look bad.
They look great. Really happy. Happy, happy.
If there's nothing else, I guess we'll make this a short meeting. Adjourn at 6:46, and you can start packing to go on vacation.